coming nights, and the first time it'll be visible since 2009. And as someone said to me in here, that's obviously where the phrase once in a blue moon comes in. Never thought about it before, but we're joined on the line by David Moore of Astronomy Ireland. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon.
So the blue moon, David, it's very rare, is it?
Yes, it's fairly rare. We'll get one about every 30 or so full moons. That's about once every 3 years.
Okay.
And it won't look blue. A lot of people think it looks blue, but it comes from the phrase once in a blue moon. The moon has turned blue in the past due to vast forest fires, for instance, in the 1950s after volcanic eruptions. But they're very erratic. So popularly it became known as the second full moon in the same calendar month.
Okay.
Because the year was originally split up into 12 months for the 12 full moons, moon for month, if you like. But some of the months now have 31 days in them, for various historical reasons. And the full moon is 29 and a half days. So it turns out, if you have a full moon around the first or second of a month, you can squeeze another full moon in before that month is over, and that one we call the blue moon.
Okay, so my colleague in here, Dimfla Murphy, was sending me loads of videos last night and pictures of the blue moon, which she could clearly see in Rathangan. I went outside, I was in Eadstown, looked up, couldn't see anything, walked down the road, couldn't see anything. Obviously, the moon was covered by cloud or something, was it? For me, like...
Must have been, yeah. Mm. If you didn't see any stars in the sky, then almost certainly you had cloudy skies.
Okay.
I know if you live away from streetlights, you can't see the clouds, but people in cities, unfortunately, get to see those horrible orange clouds above them all the time at night. But, you know, hang around, wait for breaks. I had rain last night, had clear breaks, and then we had lovely, big, clear spells. So if you keep checking often enough in Ireland, usually the weather will change, you'll get a break. And it is the full moon, the brightest thing in the night sky. So I've seen the tiny break in the clouds. Like, that's what alerted me to the moon popping out. So a small break was the clouds started to glow. Then the moon popped out for 1 or 2 minutes and then vanished. And that was the key time when it's rising, which is always the best. As you can line it up with interesting objects on the landscape and take a picture, even with your camera phone, which is what we want people to do, and send their pictures into Astronomy Ireland magazine.
Okay, so people can do that if they want to. Oh, someone texting in, I seen the moon last night in Kildangan and it was no different. Hold on, a bit of a pessimistic. It was no different than any other time that comes in from Joe. Should it look different, David?
It's about 30% brighter than when it's at its dimmest. So if you're an avid moon watcher, they say you can tell the difference. The simple fact is we know that that was the brightest moon you're ever going to see. And you'll see it again tonight. Tonight is the ideal night. And to the naked eye, the moon looks full for the night before and after a full moon as well. So tomorrow night won't be bad either if you have cloudy skies. So there's nothing super spectacular about a super moon. Certainly nothing extra to see in a blue moon. That's just a calendar event. It's just something that's rare. We had two full moons in August. That's all we're celebrating there. But this is a supermoon, and the moon's distance does vary. It is 30% brighter than when it's at its furthest. But, you know, unless you watch the moon very, very, very carefully, you wouldn't notice that. And also, if you get any mist in the sky, that can affect the moon's brightness by more than 30% anyway. So all we can say is that this is the brightest moon you could possibly ever see.
Okay. I suppose then, like, is there a time that people should be looking out for the moon, or is it just whenever it gets dark, it'll be, you know, any time?
Yeah, well, this is the great thing about a full moon. The definition of a full moon is it's directly opposite the sun in the sky. So that means when the sun sets, the moon must be rising on the opposite side of the horizon. So sunset is the time to watch. When the moon's high up, yeah, it looks bright, and it's always spectacular when it's a full moon anyway. It lights up the landscape if you live out in the countryside. And when it's rising, though, you can get two things happening. First of all, you can line up with buildings, statues, sculptures, things in the landscape. I've even seen people have their kids hold out their hand and move their camera so it looks like the moon is sitting in their hand. But the other thing, then, is that there's another effect called the moon illusion, where the moon looks bigger than it is. And I've seen this happen, and it can look 200, 300% bigger. Really is. Now, we know it's an optical illusion. The moon isn't actually bigger. No one's certain why it happens. And it doesn't happen all the time. For instance, last night, I didn't get a moon illusion. Other times I'm driving along, not expecting it. There's a full moon rising at the end of the road, and it looks absolutely huge. So watch out for that moon illusion, and you'll only get that when the moon is rising. That's around 9 o'clock-ish, roughly speaking, for most of Ireland. Okay. Tonight and tomorrow night.
So do you want people to tag Astronomy Ireland then, David, or how do they send these pictures to you?
Yeah, well, if you go to astronomy.ie, okay, you'll see we have a little article about where to send your best photo. Don't send us 10, because thousands of people send us pictures every time this happens, well, every time a supermoon happens anyway. And just send your best one. They'll be published in Astronomy Ireland magazine, a special issue that will come out next month. And that then will be archived in the National Library of Ireland, and in fact of Great Britain, for all time, so your pictures will last forever. And they'll be shared by thousands of other moon lovers all around the country, people get Astronomy Ireland magazine. So that's what we want people to do, astronomy.ie, check out that the website. Lots of other things happening as well. There's an even bigger, more spectacular event happening next week on Monday with the moon and the planet Jupiter. People get the magazine, we'll have diagrams for all that and everything else. Lots to see every month. And if you want to, if it's your hobby, join Astronomy Ireland. Costs about €1 a week.
Okay, well, there you go. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Thanks very much, David, for joining us.
Oh, and the other thing is, it's a big event to see the planet Saturn, and Saturn is sitting just above the moon tonight only. There'll be a star just above them. That's planet Saturn. And check out September the 9th, Starbecue in the Wicklow Mountains, giant telescope for everybody to come and use to see Saturn close up. So astronomy.ie.
September 9th, astronomy. Okay, perfect. And someone's after texting in a picture to me here of the moon, and I have to say it looks very bright. Now, obviously, this is very far away, but I do think it looks brighter. I didn't see it in the flesh, you see, yesterday, but please God, I'll be able to see it tonight. Thanks very much, David, again, for your time afternoon. David Moore there of Astronomy Ireland. Keep your messages coming in, 0833 97 97 97.